today we lay these poppies of red to show the valour that you led. Fear not that you died in vain. We will teach others why you were slain. We wear our poppies with such pride to remember those that fought and died. Flight Sergeant Jack Edward Gibbs, a wireless operator with the Canadian Royal Air Force. Sergeant Alan Dennis Bond, Air Observer, United Kingdom Royal Air Force. Sergeant Albert Eric Lloyd, an air gunner with the United Kingdom Royal Air Force. Flight Sergeant Francis Noel Looney, a bomb aimer, the Australian Royal Air Force. Pilot Officer Jack Wetherill, with the Australian Royal Air Force. Sergeant Albert Edward Cowell, a flight engineer, United Kingdom Royal Air Force. Flight Sergeant Colin Hemingway, an air gunner with the Australian Royal Air Force. Flight Sergeant Kenneth Richard Ball, a bomb aimer with the United Kingdom Royal Air Force. Sergeant Edward Arthur Shorter, a flight engineer with the United Kingdom Royal Air Force. Pilot Officer John Edward Rule with the New Zealand Royal Air Force. John Johnston Sloan, an air gunner with United Kingdom Royal Air Force. Sergeant George Albert Race, an air gunner with United Kingdom Royal Air Force. A poem for Remembrance Day. Please wear a poppy, the old lady said, and held one forth while I shook my head. And I stopped and I watched to see how she'd fare. Her face was old and lined with care. Yet beneath the scars the years had made, there remained a smile that refused to fade. A boy came whistling down the street, bounding along on his carefree feet. His smile was full of joy and fun. Lady, he said, can I have one? As she pinned it on, I heard him say, why do we wear the poppy today? The lady smiled in a wistful way and answered, this is Remembrance Day. The poppy is a symbol of the gallant men and women who died in the war. And because you did, we are free. That's why we wear the poppy, you see. I had a boy about your size, with golden hair and big blue eyes. He loved to play and jump and shout. Free as a bird, he would race about. As the years went by, he learnt and grew and became a man, as you will too. He was fine and strong with a boyish smile, but he seemed to be with us for such a short while. When the war broke out, he went away. I can still remember his face that day. When he smiled at me and he said goodbye, I will be back soon, so please don't cry. But the war went on and he had to stay. All I could do was wait and pray. His letters told of an awful fight, and I can see it still in my dreams at night. With the tanks and guns and the cruel barbed wire and the mines and bullets, the bombs and the fire. Until at last the war was won. And that is why we wear the poppy, son. The small boy turned as if to go, but then stopped and said, thank you, lady. I'm glad I know. That sure did sound like an awful fight. But your son, did he come home all right? A tear rolled down each faded cheek. She shook her head but didn't speak. I slunk away, head bowed in shame, and if you were me, you'd have done the same. For our thanks is given, it's often delayed, though our freedom was bought by the legions who paid. And so, when you see a poppy worn, let us reflect on the burden borne for those who gave their precious all, when asked to answer their country's call, that we at home in peace may live, then wear a poppy, remember and give. Do not stand at my grave and weep. I am not there, I do not sleep. I am a thousand winds that blow. I am the diamonds in the snow. I am the sunlight on ripened grain. I am the gentle autumn's rain. When you awake in the hush, I am the swift uplifting rush of quiet birds in circle flight. I am the soft star that shines at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry. I am not there. I did not die. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Today we think of our dad and pray that his family stay safe and will never have to go through the experiences he went through. But he brought up 5 wonderful sons and a brilliant daughter. And we stay with them, Lord, and keep them safe until we meet again. Amen. When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow we gave our today. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. Amen.